Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to tell you about something really special that I've put together as a gift for you. Because I know so many of you want a little more peace, a little more support, and maybe a little bit more help from heaven in your everyday life. I have a free mini class called Ask Your Angels, They're Anxious to Assist. And it's honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever made. It is a simple five-part series that teaches you how to actually ask for angelic help in your parenting, your daily tasks, your worries, and even those moments when you feel totally alone. I share stories, tools, and the exact steps I use when I'm asking for angels in my own life. You can watch it or you can listen to it on a private podcast if you love learning on the go. So if you've ever wondered, are angels helping me or how do I ask for help and actually feel it? This is the class for you. It's totally free and you can join by clicking the link in the show notes or going to awesomeautismtools.com/angels. Welcome. Today, I am so excited to be sharing about angels and the power of asking angels for help. This is something I learned about way back in 2014, and it is a tool that has changed my life. I'm pretty sure it saved my son's life when he was kidnapped in Mexico. And I'm going to share a few stories today, but then share with you how you can get a free Ask Your Angels, They're Anxious to Assist class. So you can have some really easy steps how you can utilize this very powerful tool of angels. So for most of my adult life, I knew there were angels, but I didn't really know how to use them. I didn't really know much about them. I just kind of felt like, oh yeah, there's probably angels out there helping me. But it wasn't until 2014 when I went to a class about angels that I actually figured out how I could ask for their help and that it was important to ask for their help, that they are just waiting. They're anxious to assist us, but we have to ask. Very rarely will heavenly assistance come without some sort of asking. Not to say that never happens, but I'd say typically we need to ask to get the assistance we need. This is in our earthly realm as well as asking for heavenly help. So I want to share how I went from knowing angels existed to actually asking them for help and then seeing real amazing miracles occur. So again, I took a short hour-long class. In this class, I learned more about how to ask angels for help, and I started experimenting with it. And I'll never forget one of the first times I asked for angelic help. We were buying a new van, and if you've ever bought a new car, you know how stressful it can be. You know, it's not fun. It takes way longer than it should, and you just don't know if you're getting a good deal or what. So I just remember I was feeling stressed out, and so I asked a simple prayer. Heavenly Father, please send the best available van buying angel to help us. And it sounds very simple, but it worked. I got that sense of clarity and peace that guided my husband and I throughout that day. And it was just a beginning of a lifelong partnership with angels. I saw in a very small way and felt their assistance in a way I hadn't before. And it just opened my eyes to that possibility. Over time, I've learned to ask for all kinds of angels. Cooking angels when I feel overwhelmed in the kitchen, math angels when I used to help my boys with their math homework, driving angels for safety on the road, and I do not love shopping and especially hate shopping for shoes, so I've asked for shoe shopping angels before also. And each experience reminded me that angels are real. I had little moments of clarity or little nudges. I was like, oh, I can feel their help, and I could feel their love. And I came to see they do wait for us to ask, that they are very happy to help, but part of that is us asking for their help. Not long after, within that same calendar year, I don't know exactly when, but it was that same calendar year, I had the experience with my son, Devin. I'm going to give you a very brief synopsis of what happened. If you want to learn more, I wrote a whole book about it called The Mexico Miracle, where I share all of the miracles and all of the angels that assisted Devin in that experience, and me and my husband as well. But let me just share a brief overview and the power that angels played in helping Devin to be safe in this experience he had. Devin has always been a very adventurous and fiercely independent person since he was born. And when he was 16, he wanted to go see the start of the Baja 1000 in Mexico. We were living in Southern California, but it was just not a very safe time to go down to Mexico. And so we said no. But he had decided he was going to go. So he, on his own, made up a lie saying that he was going to go to a Boy Scout campout. And instead, he snuck down to Ensenada, Mexico. So having no idea what was happening, thinking he was on a campout, I was very surprised one morning when it was about 10 a.m. and I suddenly felt this very distinct impression that Devin was in danger. And I knew where they were. They were supposedly camping in Joshua Tree, so it wasn't like I could call. There was no cell reception. He had made that very clear. And so I did the only thing I could think of, and I prayed. I asked that he could be safe in this dangerous situation. And after I prayed, I did not feel better. Instead, I had a very distinct impression that he was surrounded by evil. And that was super confusing. I'm like, what is happening on this campout? What is going on? And so I prayed again. Still, did not feel better. And I decided to pray again, and this time I asked for angels. Very specifically, I prayed that angels would help him to see what he needed to see in this situation so that he could be safe. I probably prayed some other things, but basically I asked my angels and Devin's angels to assist him in whatever this very odd situation was. And when I finished that prayer, I felt better and I was able to just go along with my day. And I didn't really think much more of it. I literally felt comforted and like there was nothing else I could do. So I let it go. I gave it to God, if you will. Well, about 2 hours later, my husband got a phone call from the Mexican police that said they had Devin and that he had some injuries and that my husband needed to come and get him. And my husband at first didn't believe they had Devin. He thought it was a scam. And he said, he's on a campout, let me talk to him. When he talked to Devin, Devin did not sound like himself. But Devin had the presence of mind when Rob said, you're not Devin, you don't sound like Devin, to say, no, it's me, Dad. Grandma put root beer in the pot roast on Sunday. And that's how Rob knew that it was Devin. So, very long story short, Rob went down to pick him up. It was an overnight experience because by the time he got there, it was dark and Devin had been injured. So he took him to a private hospital. And anyway, I didn't know the full story of what had happened until the next day when they returned. And that's when I learned that Devin, being the fiercely independent boy he was, had snuck down to Mexico, had needed extra money, and was trying to sell a GPS unit from the car. Do you remember back in the day when they were like this external unit that you could put in and out of your car? And some man said, oh yeah, I have a friend that will buy that, come with me. And he lured him down an alleyway. A bunch of guys jumped out and they pulled him into a shack, stripped him down to his underwear and tied him up. And it is amazing. That must have been the time when I felt that he was in danger. He said that while he was being pulled into the shack, he saw that there was a crack near the door. And he thought, if they leave me alone, I'll be able to escape. And they did end up leaving him alone. And when they left, he got himself untied. He broke through the wall of the shack. He ran down the alleyway in just his underwear. As he reached the end of the alleyway, a city bus pulled up exactly then and opened its doors. Devin was able to get on the bus. The bus driver had an extra pair of pants to give him. I mean, so many things. Anyway, so many miracles happened. I can share a full podcast episode on that and then my book if you want to know all of them. But I know that angels helped him see that crack. I know that angels helped him to stay calm. It was once he was home a few weeks later that I prayed and I asked God about that. I'm like, what would have happened if I hadn't have prayed? What would have happened if I hadn't prayed for angels to help Devin? Would he have been okay? And God showed me that my prayer, my powerful prayer as a mom asking for angelic help, played a huge role in Devin's ability to escape that horrible situation. And from that time forward, I have never hesitated to ask for angelic help. I know there are powerful angels waiting to help us in big, giant situations like that, but also in the small situations, like when I'm struggling with cooking something, I can also get angelic help for that. This is why I created this Ask Your Angels They're Anxious to Assist mini class, and why I want to give it to you as a gift, because the power of angels is something we all should be harnessing. It's a tool. It's a glorious gift that's just waiting there for us to use. So in this free 5-part class series, you'll hear some other inspirational stories. You'll learn some very simple steps that you can take to ask angels for help. You'll learn about uneventful miracles. And hopefully you'll experiment with this and learn the power of asking for angels to help you. When you sign up, you'll get access immediately to the course. You'll also get a link to a private podcast if you'd rather listen to it on your phone than being on the online classroom. Both are great, but I love having the option of the private podcast. And it's completely free. You're welcome to donate some money for it if you'd like, but know that I'm happy to give it to you as a gift. I do have a special offer. December 8th through the 12th, I'm running a 5-day group Voxer event where I will be in there sharing some additional messages and daily prompts to encourage you to experiment and then hear your experiences as you're practicing and learning how to ask your angels for help. So if you'd like to sign up for that as well, just keep an eye on your emails because I'll be sharing information how you can sign up there. If you want to be a part of the Voxer event, that does cost money, but completely optional. The mini class alone will give you the tools you need. The Voxer group is just going to be this bonus, awesome, interactive experience. So remember, angels are always near. They honor your agency and they wait lovingly and longingly for your invitation to help. All you have to do is ask. Thanks for being here today, and may your day be filled with light, peace, and angels along the way. I'm so excited to announce I'm having an angel 5-day Voxer group. A Voxer group is a small private chat where we all share the same space, kind of like a cozy living room, but you're on your phone. And you get to do it on your own time. There's no scheduled calls. There's no pressure. You just show up when you can, listen, and then you're able to share your thoughts and feelings. It's kind of like an interactive podcast. Inside this 5-day Angel Voxer group, you'll be able to hear short voice memos from me. You'll be able to share your own messages or questions. You can share your angel experiences. You can ask for prayers or support. We'll celebrate miracles together. And the other thing that I'll be doing is giving a daily prompt every day so that you can practice interacting and asking your angels for help. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm so excited to see you there. It will be December 8th through the 12th, and the link is in the show notes if you want to sign up. I hope to see you there.